Hachette Audio presents Too Hot to Handle. Written by Tessa Bailey. Read by Grayson Ash. For Violet. Prologue. Miriam Clarkson, January 1. If you're reading this, stop. Unless something bad has happened, in which case, screw it. I'm obviously not there anymore to stop you. I hope I didn't make a big deal out of dying. Hope there were no last-minute confessions or wistful wishes that I'd seen more sunrises. If I did succumb to those cliches and killed everyone's vibe, I'm sorry. If I didn't, well, bully for me. But I'm succumbing now, in this book, because I've had too much bourbon. Oh, come on, at least pretend to be scandalized. So, here goes. I love my kids. I love that I didn't have to say it every day for them to know it, to be comfortable in it. But looking back, hindsight is more like 40-40 when you're about to croak. I know I only fixed minuscule problems and ignored the mammoth ones. I never cooked family dinners, which is pretty damn ironic when you think about it. I am, or was, a culinary genius, after all. People make dying wishes, and their loved ones carry them out. That's how it works, right? Well, I don't wish to put that weight on my kids, but I have no such qualms with a cheap notebook I bought at Rite Aid. So here it is, my dying wish. Please be patient and try to remember that I often have, or had, rather, a plan. When I was 18, I spent a year in New York City. On New Year's Day in 1984, I jumped in.